you have to beat them at their own game. And they're awful good at takeaways. And, you know, we're not half bad at protecting the football ourselves. And that's going to be a huge component of the game. And that's going to be something we have to win. We have to win that aspect. You know, we're going on the road playing a good team. We're going to have to win that battle right there.
Back on the Bill Michaels Show, Joe Philbin and the Packers get ready for the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. I don't care how many wins or losses. I don't care about any of that stuff. There is always a lot on the line when this rivalry is renewed. And it is renewed right now. And, of course, who better to help us get that final bit of preparation for Sunday than the professor, Mike Clemens, Green and Gold Insider. Mike, how's it going?
Good, Kevin. Good, Joe. An interesting thing happened after the Packers beat the Falcons. You know, and you're trying to find some of the reasons what Aaron Rodgers wanted, what he didn't think he was getting with Mike McCarthy. And one of the things that he said in the post-game press conference was how he liked some of the combinations he had, particularly on third down. He even turned to one of the PR directors and said, what were we for, you know, on third down today? We were over above 50%, right? Like 7 out of 13. And he said, yeah, you know, and he kind of rattled off. Like, we had the one combination with Randall, Jimmy Graham and Devontae. Then we had another package where we'd, you know, use the two tight ends. We had another one where, you know, he said we didn't even get to some of the packages today with the two rookies, EQ or MVS. And that set off a light in my head, like, see, this is what it's about. And it's not so much the play calling or the audibles. It's like, you know, damn it, on third down, these are the guys I want on the field. Because I think I know what's going to beat the defense that I've just spent all week studying, or I've, you know, beat in the past, and that might have been the conflict between he and McCarthy. Or to even come up with a game plan where Aaron Jones doesn't touch the field until the second quarter, but by God, he has some big plays as the game goes on. But you put in Jamal Williams, why? For pass protection, so Rodgers can get the short passing game going against the Falcons, and then we'll move on to the screens and the runs and all that. So yesterday on Bill's show, I was so pleased. This guy called in from Milton, Wisconsin, listening on the statewide, Andrew from Milton. And Kevin, you were with our press conference for Rodgers on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I was there.
So let me explain, folks. So every Wednesday, Aaron will go in front of his locker room because he wants to, as opposed to Brett, you know, in the big media auditorium, he wants to be part of the team. Of course, there's 30 of us bunched up, you know, trying to get good pictures and good sound of this. And he went for 17 minutes on Wednesday, which is pretty long. He takes 20 questions. He generously answered them all. He does a teleconference with the other team. You know, Tom Brady, for example, he only maybe do 6 of those a year. Aaron Rodgers usually is called on every single week, and he does all that media. And he's living up to his obligations, and it helps us tell the story to fans. So Andrew Milton watched the video of that we posted on the fan webpage, and listen to what he said.
I was watching Aaron Rodgers' press conference, his locker room interview last night, and he was asked the question about how he felt about all the player substitutions that happened during the Atlanta game.
Yeah.
And the expression on his face, the glee and joy that was on his face was so undeniable when they asked him that question. That it was kind of a wake-up call for me. I'm like, wow, he was really, really excited about the change there. And I think if they win this weekend, awesome.
I was so pleased that a fan picked up on that by watching the video version of it. Because here was the question that Aaron was asked about, hey, you know, and Aaron wants to move on now, right? He doesn't want to talk about McCarthy. Nobody wants to talk about McCarthy. They got to talk about this game against the Bears. But somebody asked him about, so some of the things that you did Sunday against the Falcons is why the offense looked better. Why you had 3 drives that went 75 yards or more. More consistency in the drives, converting on third down. Was it because some of the concepts that you used in the game were more simple?
I wouldn't say the concepts were basic, but I thought the flow was really good, and I loved, you know, my favorite maybe sequence of calls in the game was a screen that followed a screen. I mean, the first one could have gone for about 60 had we just blocked it up the right way. And, you know, assignment-wise, Jake was supposed to run a deep over instead of kind of blocking the end and slowing him down. But to come right back with that, I mean, I love that sequence of calls there. But, yeah, Joe did a great job. I mean, the communication was great on the sidelines, and the flow was good, and we kind of got into a rhythm.
Did I read this right? You
you liked some of the personnel combinations you had in some of your situations against the Falcons, right? I mean, is this something that you and Joe feel good about heading into the
next? Yeah, you read that right. You did. I liked him.
Do you remember him grinning from ear to ear when he said that?
You could hear it.
And I thought, is he goofing with me? Or and then, you know, he did. Underneath all that huddle, he elbowed me in the rib. Like, ixnay on the McCarthy say. You know, and it's like, it's bingo. This is what this has been all about. This is what the fight, the debate has been all about. These are the guys, Mike, I want out there, not that group. You know, bring this in early. That's what this thing is all about. And the other thing that Aaron Rodgers has called out, and I'm surprised that more people aren't talking about it, was last week he said, someone said, well, you know, moving forward, you know, past Mike McCarthy, are there other things you'd like to see? And he said, yeah, I'd like to hear more voices from upstairs. And we've been saying that. Fans have picked up on that. If there was a controversial move, like, you know, the Martellus Bennett situation, all that, Ted Thompson would not talk to us until the draft because he doesn't have to. And so he would make Mike McCarthy have to be out there in front of the media or the players like Aaron or Clay twisting in the wind trying to explain these transactions. You know, instead of the guy who made the decision coming down and talking to the fans and talking to the media about the decisions. And so Aaron Rodgers called that out, and it's something that needs to change. And so he was asked, well, now that, you know, that you're into this Joe Philbin area, are you seeing or are you talking more to Mark Murphy or the GM, Brian Gutekunst, you know, possibly about who could be the next head coach?
Well, I think in general they've been a little more visible the entire season. You know, Goody's been more involved, just around more, I think. I can't say what his level of involvement on the day-to-day, you know, game plan, I think, is any of that. But you just see him around, and you see Mark around, whether it's practice or walkthroughs or down the calf or walking through the locker room. You just see him and his staff. They're more visible, I think, which is a good thing.
Yeah, you know why? Because they've been evaluating the whole situation the last 6 months. That's why you've been seeing him around a lot.
And that's including being in the locker room and reading body language and conversations,
all
too.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. So Randall Cobb is back. Randall Cobb has had some huge moments at Soldier Field against the Bears. We all remember the one when Rodgers came back from the collarbone injury and he flipped that ball to Randall down the way. John Kuhn blocked off Julius Peppers, who was playing for the Bears. Tremendous play. And Davante Adams says, hey, I welcome getting rid of the double coverage and having Randall back out there. We love seeing Randall Cobb out there at Soldier Field.
Yeah, Randall's been a bear killer for a while around here. I mean, so they definitely, I know they're worried about what he can bring. You know, he played really well in that first game. So that's my mentality, or really the mentality of the receiver room in general. I mean, it just kind of makes the quarterback feel more comfortable seeing a guy open early so he can kind of anticipate it and pull the trigger without having to worry about, you know, where the defender is and communicate up front and really just, you know, making sure we know where guys are so we can get everything blocked up and picked up. And on the back end, you know, running the routes to win. And, you know, I'm approaching the game same way mentally, you know, make sure I'm getting open, giving 12 somewhere to go with the ball.
And one of the things, Kevin, that Vic Fangio, the Bears defensive coordinator, formerly before that, 49ers, Ravens, what he talks about is, Aaron will talk about this, Rodgers, about how well he disguises some of his coverage on a guy like Devontae. And Philbin talked about it. He'll call it a cloud corner, where you got the cornerback in the flats, the safety over the top, or a travel defender. Maybe Kyle Fuller will follow wherever Davante Adams goes on Sunday. Or bracket coverage, you know, basically just two guys right there at the line to jam you. Or pressure on the quarterback, just get the quarterback out of the rhythm, put him under distress. Well, obviously, Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, these guys are the best in the business right now. And Davante was asked about the Bears secondary.
They work really well together. They've had a lot of success. They played really well against us in that first game too. So, you know, they got some impact guys that we got to make sure we know where they are at all times. Great front seven. Have the, you know, the guys, Mukamura, Prince, and Kyle over there have been playing really good too. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, Kyle Fuller, who the Packers made a run at the start of free agency, and then the Bears had to sign him. 7 interceptions. Eddie Jackson, the NFC player of the month in the month of November, 5 picks. They've got 12 picks together, just those two guys. The Packers as a team only have 7 interceptions for the season. The Bears as a team, 25 interceptions.
Wow. Mike, I've been taking notes this whole time. Literally, my writing hand is cramping up, so let me get about 2 minutes here. kind of recover a little bit. But you got a lot more to cover here. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider. More with Mike next on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Luigi's. It's a Pizza Friday. Thanks to our friends at Luigi's Frozen Pizza. It's different than most frozen pizzas out there. For the most part, their pizza's right here. Handmade in Belgium, Wisconsin, with delicious fresh ingredients. 100% real Wisconsin cheese. My personal favorite, by the way, the Big Daddy. Packed with several varieties of tasty meat. Kids like the pepperoni. Sherry likes everything. It doesn't matter what it happens to be. The Supreme, the Big Daddy. She likes pepperoni or just plain cheese. But wife, kids, they all love it. You will, too. For over 40 years, that's Luigi's. The Luigi's Frozen Pizza, that tastes fresh, guaranteed. Available at quality grocery stores and all the taverns throughout the state of Wisconsin. And if they don't have it, ask for it by name. That is Luigi's.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The holiday gift that everybody loves, it's compact, tasty, and one-size-fits-all. It's a Cousin Subs gift card, so you can make your life a little easier. Give your friends, your family members a better gift this holiday season. Purchase a $25 gift card today at your favorite Cousin Subs store, and you get a gift certificate for a free 7.5-inch sub. Now, that's the gift that keeps on giving. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
At some point, you got to go. You know, it's time to go. And so we'll have some things that we'll certainly want to take advantage of. At the same point in time, we have a system in place that we've been working on since April 16th. It should be able to handle a lot of things. And, that's the fun of the game.
Joe Philbin, Packers head coach, as his team gets ready to face the Bears, the interim coach, Joe Philbin. That game plan has been going on since April, and the game plan for this Packers team to face Chicago has been a successful one, not just in the last year or two, but for quite some time. Mike Clemens, this is an 8-game Packers win streak on the road at Soldier Field.
Yeah, and most of those are Aaron Rodgers, but Allen Robinson is one of the big free agency pickups that Ryan Pace, Bears GM, made, getting from the Jaguars, and I'm sure Allen's glad he got the hell out of Jacksonville the way their year went. Boy, everybody thought that they could be the AFC reps in the Super Bowl this year. Allen is the only Bear on the injury list going into this game. Only one player. He's got a hip, but he's limited. He should be in. I think Jair Alexander will probably follow him, just like Mike Pettine has put Jair against Alan Thiel and against Julio Jones, all these number ones. So that'll probably be the coverage. So Allen Robinson talking about, yeah, they're well aware of not only the 8-game losing streak at home at Soldier Field, the rivalry, and the chance that if the Bears win the thing, they can clinch the division.
Again, we know that's at stake, but as far as in this team, in this locker room, again, it's another opponent that we got to beat, so we're going to treat it like any other Sunday, try to go out there and get the W.
And like Sean McVay out in L.A., Matt Nagy's one of these younger, new head coaches with lots of fire, lots of energy, lots of things like trick plays to get his team motivated, and playing clips of not successes. A lot of these coaches only play highlights. He's played the lowlights of the Bears, like losing to Brett Hundley last year at Soldier Field. And Mitch Trubisky, their quarterback, talked about watching that tape the other morning.
It's a rivalry game, so this is important for us even more this week to be 1-0. And we watched some clips from this morning about just getting that sick feeling back, that sting a little bit, and we just want to finish so we don't have that feeling again.
Interesting way to motivate the guys.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
You lost to Hundley.
Right.
How about that?
Right. So one of the challenges on the Bears' defensive line is Akeem Hicks, 6'5", 332 pounds. And, it's been nice to have Corey Linsley back. Corey Linsley is, out of Ohio State, has been a great guy to talk to in the locker room. He's been laying low a lot this season. And after the win against the Falcons, we talked to him, and he had some really great answers. He's always got good insight about what's gone on the offensive line. And the double teams they're going to have to deal with Akeem Hicks.
A lot of guys that are that big maybe aren't as quick or as athletic or, don't do some other stuff well. I think he's a well-rounded player who also happens to be enormous. He's a big dude, and, he moves extremely well for his size. If he was smaller, he'd still move extremely well, Or at least as talented as anybody that we've gone up against. And then combine that with the scheme that obviously Coach Fangio has a reputation of being a great defensive coordinator. So, all in all, it's a huge challenge. We've played these guys before. We've been ready for these guys before. We just have to do it again coming to the this week, prepared. You play them week one of the year, there are things that are going to change, and you're going to have to change with them. So, you know, we're not going to just run the same playbook, you know, as we did the plays as we did week one. You know, we're going to have to adjust some things, and just as they're going to adjust for us.
So the focal point, of course, Kevin, for Green Bay and their offense is right tackle. Bulaga is not going to play. It'll be Jason Spriggs again, the former second-round pick. How do you feel about that?
You're asking me how I feel about that. That name has come to generate like bad things in the bottom of my stomach as this year has gone on. It's not been good.
No, and Bulaga couldn't handle Mac at the start of that game, week one. I mean, Mac was pushing back the big kid from Iowa 5-6 yards. It took Brian Bulaga, the experienced right tackle, you know, two quarters and a half time to start thinking, I got to rethink my footing to deal with this guy. His upper body is so strong. So that's going to be something that obviously Joel Philbin is going to have to bring in, you know, a tight end, Lewis, you know, or Kendricks or something to help out. They've got that fullback, Vital, to deal with Mac coming in off the right side or wherever they line him up. Justin McCray is going to play right guard. Now, he actually started week one because Byron Bell, though, the guy who eventually got the starting job at right guard, he's now on injured reserve. I think McCray can still live up to this task, even though he's a little bit shorter in size. But going up against guys like, he talked about what he learned in that season opener going up against a talent like Khalil Mack.
I think the early part of the game, last game, was more on me. I mean, no discredit to him. He's a great player. But it was more me, not being fundamentally sound and doing things that I usually don't do. And, after I, regained myself and, got back to doing what I do, I think I did well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now on defense, you've got to go against, Allen Robinson. You got Tariq Cohen, who's really speedy, coming out of the backfield for passes. And one of the things that Mitch Trubisky does best now under Matt Nagy is run pass option. And if you're a linebacker, you know, when we talk about these RPOs, you're looking at like the right side of the line and the guard and the tackle and maybe the center look like they're dropping back for pass protection. While you look at the left guard and tackle and they seem to be double teaming a guy like they're going to be zone blocking for a run. And so what the quarterback has the option of is he makes this decision at the snap. I could either roll to my left and throw the ball, or I could roll to my right and turn it off and hand it off to the back in front of me, or maybe run down the line and then pitch it out. So that's what run pass option is in the NFL. Blake Martinez says that the Bears have run it pretty well.
It's tough in certain moments, but it's also one of those things, trusting the guys next to you. And I think having an understanding where certain guys are meant to go and fit the run, and then certain guys are meant for, cutback situations in the run. So it allows you to play back and be in those windows for enough time to allow the other coverages to catch up. That's their strong suit is the first 15, the scripted plays. And it's one of those things where you have that understanding and you need to be prepared and be able to have 13 games worth of scripted moments going into it. It's going to help us out that much more.
Trubisky's athletic. Most of the time he's pretty accurate. But I think there's things that some of these better teams do, particularly with their safeties, that can confuse him. And sometimes if he gets frustrated, he starts running with the football rather than just being patient or kind of understanding before the snap what's going to be zone, what's going to be man coverage, and that kind of thing. But overall, it's the rivalry. It's the Bears and the Packers. There was a story about a couple of years ago when Rodgers was out to dinner in Chicago the night before the game. He saw some guys, walk in, and it's a table of some Bears players. And the waiter comes over to these Bears players when they're done with their dinner and says, it's been taken care of. And they point, and Rodgers is getting up and leaving his table. He picked up their tab. So these guys, they get along, but they understand this is about the fans. This is about, the cheesehead wall and the name calling and the Bears still suck and all that kind of thing. And I thought it was kind of cool to hear Packers running back Jamal Williams saying, are you in tune? Do you understand the significance of this Bears-Packers rivalry?
I have the hatred because everybody else got the hatred. So it's like contagious. That's what you got to have. But you're just ready for it. You know how important a game it is by how many times they're talking about it and how many times, the linemen, everybody getting prepared, really it's just still all about us, making sure that we all just ready to go, prepared and ready we are, the more easy it'd be for us.
Hey, and one good note that's out today, too, is the Packers, maybe he's their leading defensive back, their leading corner outside of Jair Alexander, is this Rashad Breeland, who they picked up. Very close family friend, looked like a guy that he played football with in high school, and they won the state championship in South Carolina. Died in a car-related incident to Tuesday night. He's been in South Carolina the last 2 days, but Mike Pettine said last night they expect him back today, and that even though he's missed 2 days of game planning, they feel confident he can contribute, and they're going to need all hands on deck Sunday at noon when they play the Bears at Soldier Field.
Coming off that pick six, just nice to have some difference makers in that secondary. We're going to be back with our key difference maker, Mike Clemens, his final thoughts, and we'll wrap things up on the Bill Michaels Show next.
This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. Out and about again this year, the Bill Michaels Huddle is back, and look for us at a pub near you sometime soon. We hope to see you as a face in the crowd. That's Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip, giving away $15,000 in cash and prizes. Right now, you can win an Apple Watch, a Yeti cooler, PS4 bundle, KitchenAid mixer, all through December 25th. The only way to get registered, though, is to have a Quick Trip rewards card. Go to quicktrip.com, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com, and then /sweepstakes, and you can see the daily prize, but you got to get the rewards card as well. You can download the app on your mobile device, or just stop into any participating Quick Trip. Go to Quick Trip today. We are always proud to use Quick Trip.
And proud to talk Green Bay Packers football with our green and gold insider, Mike Clemens. Mike, there's always fun, even in a season with more losses than wins and all the other stuff, there's always fun that these guys have, and it's nice to see a little different side, isn't it, to some of these guys?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he's got a variety of TV commercials, and I don't follow this stuff that closely. It's actually some part of it I'm interested in, just because I thought like those spots that he and Clay Matthews did in the hotel last year were outstanding. They shoot these things mostly just before training camp gets started. But Aaron's got this spot you're seeing more and more of. It's the Bose commercial where it's pregame warm-ups. He's got the headphones on, and there's a shot through the tunnel, and it's got a big Bears logo on there. And you think, oh, wow, I mean, he shot a commercial at Soldier Field. What's up with that? And the conversation was about the fact that the Packers have beat the Bears at Soldier Field 8 games in a row. I think somebody asked him if he'll be wearing his Bose headsets like he does in the TV commercial. And I'll give you a little background to this thing that I found out. So there's a weird soft folk song that's in this thing. As he puts on the headphones, it kind of tunes out the world. And some woman named Kelly Finnegan, a song called Catch Me, I'm Fallen. She's Californian. He probably knows her or something like that because he's into the music scene. And then there's a little girl, she's holding out the football, looking like for an autograph, and he's smiling at her. And, it's kind of a takeaway dream thing on what, the music can do for these guys. That's the idea. Well, Rodgers explained that wasn't Soldier Field. They did that at the Chargers Stadium, the temporary stadium in Carson in L.A. County. It's about 15 minutes south of L.A. He just got in his... left his house in L.A. and went to the commercial shoot. He didn't come all the way to Chicago to shoot this thing. And they put a Bears logo in the tunnel to make people think this was shot at Soldier Field. So Rodgers talked about that commercial and the rivalry with the Bears.
They agreed to that. They agreed to that. They really did. Chicago had to sign off on that. So that was, I didn't pick Chicago. Not saying I wouldn't have, but I didn't pick that. And like I said, that was filmed at the Chargers stadium right now. But your question about winning there, yeah, we've won 8 in a row. So it's, it's not a, I'm not talking trash to their squad or Akeem or anything. That's just facts. We've had a good run since that Monday night game in 2010 and 7 in a row in the regular season and obviously 1 in the postseason. Great place to play. They got a fantastic fan base. They know when to cheer. They're loud. They're involved in the game. The field has always been kind of a wild card. The length of the grass over the years has been interesting. I've always, complimented Robbie when he was there forever and our kicker, Mason, for, the difficulties in kicking in the, the lake effect down there and the weather up here. It's, we've had some great games over the years there. Some fun ones, some memorable ones, some you'd like to forget, like 07 and the cold there. 08 in the cold on that night game. But we've had some big memories there also, thinking like, you know, 2013 was a fun one.
Our thanks to Mike Clemens, always informative. Thank you, Joe. Fun time as always.
Always a pleasure.
I'm staying optimistic about Sunday. Telling you right now, little hope of optimism. Gonna do it. Have that with your weekend. Enjoy the game. Bill is back Monday. Thanks, guys.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.